Hello, Glide family. Welcome to Glide Memorial Church's Tiny Celebrations, the mini podcast highlighting the inspirational words and music from our Sunday celebration. We're extending the life of Sunday celebration for your Monday through Saturday enjoyment and upliftment. We hope these tiny celebrations will lift your spirit and your voice. Enjoy.
Sing it now, yeah.
It's such an honor to be here at Glide. When I was walking up this morning, I saw a picture on the wall, and I asked Marvin, "Who is that?" And he said, "That's Cecil when he was young." And right away, this Bible verse came to mind. Psalm 37, verse 25 through 26. "I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging for bread." When I drove into Glide this morning, it was such a beautiful sight on Ellis because the lines were so long, and there were people in the street, and there was food being given out and hot coffee. And that reminded me that here at Glide, Cecil's children are not begging for bread. That what Cecil wanted to do and Jan wanted to do was to emulate the example of Jesus. The reason that I do my work, when people ask me, "Andrea, why are you out in the street all the time?" is because Jesus never asked if someone deserved help. He always helped, he always healed, he always reached out, and he always encouraged because they needed it. At Janice's memorial, I was right outside, and this gentleman came up. I was at the prayer table, and he told me his story of Glide. He said in the 70s, he was kicked out of his home because he was gay. He came to San Francisco alone, cold and hungry on the street. And someone told him, "Go to Glide. Cecil and Janice will help you." And that is why I'm here. That's why I go to Bible study. That's why I attend the prayer circle. It's because I want to be around others who do what Jesus would do. And that's what Cecil and Janice have done. That's the legacy that they've created. And no one here in the Tenderloin, if you're around Glide, is begging for bread. And that's why I love it here. And I'm so happy to be speaking today. As I mentioned, Jesus never healed because someone deserved it. There are so many stories in the New Testament where people are laying on the side of the road or laying by the water. Jesus doesn't go up to them and say, "Why are you here? What did you do wrong? What did you do in your life?" And then make a determination. He always just says, "Do you want to be healed?" My godmother, she's my spiritual godmother. She loves the story about the woman who was caught in adultery because she always says, "Daughter, look what Jesus does." This woman in the Bible is caught in the act of adultery, and they bring her out, and the crowds want to stone her. And they tell Jesus that she's deserving of that because she has sinned so badly. And Jesus says, "He who has not sinned, cast the first stone." That's it. He doesn't berate her. He doesn't bully her. He doesn't join in the crowd to make fun of her or ostracize her. And as the crowd leaves, he looks over to the woman and he says, "Just don't sin anymore. Is there anyone else here accusing you?" "No." That's it. That's it. And when people come to Glide and when I'm out in the street, I don't need to know what you've done. I just need to talk to you. And that's what's happening here. And that's why I love it here. And when I'm out on the street and in the encampments, I see the Bible come alive I see scripture come alive. There's a story that I want to tell you about a gentleman that I know. He's the guy that you're going to see with tattoos all over him. He has a teardrop tattooed on his face. He has the bike trailer filled up with recycling. And he's riding down the street because every day he's recycling and that's how he makes his income. Now, this gentleman was shot point blank range with a shotgun by a young man who came in his tent. He told me the story of how he bled out, how he felt it. And in that moment, he had mercy and he told me, I forgive him. I don't want anything to happen to him. It was all about he says, she says, he's young. He has a whole life ahead of him. Can I only talk to him? He's permanently disabled, but he showed mercy the way Jesus showed it on the cross. When Jesus held his arms out, he looked up to the sky when he was being crucified, and he said, God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yet we judge folks in encampments like somehow they're different from us and somehow they're different from Jesus. When we're all the same, we're just in a different place. I've seen that kind of forgiveness, biblical forgiveness, in places that would appear like Jesus doesn't live there, even though he was born in a stable, in a manger. There was no place for them to go. It smelled. Being homeless, there's nothing that you can romanticize about it. Being poor when you're out in the street, homeless encampments are dirty. There are no bathrooms. Rats are everywhere. Garbage is everywhere. There's no electricity. There's no heat. But there are examples of biblical proportion. Another story. The city government or local government was going to come and do a sweep of the encampment because, as we all know, homeless encampments are not aesthetically pleasing. They don't fit in among the million-dollar Bay Area homes. They don't look good. They make people feel uncomfortable. The residents aren't clean because they don't have showers or bathtubs or faucet or any of those things. And there's a gentleman in one of these camps, and he collects rocks and garbage. So he has rocks on the ground. He drags barbecue pits full of rocks. He has baby carriages full of rocks. He sleeps on rocks. Rocks are everywhere. So when we were cleaning, one of the gentlemen in camp, who had quite a substantial reputation for being rather tough, to say the least, he went to the gentleman who collected the rocks. And he said, you can keep two of those baby carriages full of rocks, but you can't keep no more because the police are gonna come and they're gonna come sweep this all up and we gotta try to make it so we all don't get swept aside. And he was so kind and he spoke to him with such gentleness, which the Bible talks about as fruits of the Spirit. And the reason that this gentleman keeps all these rocks is because for him, there's gold inside the rocks. For him, he believes that the UFOs have imprinted special messages on the rocks and they're his treasure. Now, he could have just swept him away and threw everything in the garbage and disregarded him, but he didn't. He made him feel safe and secure, and he compromised, and he spoke to him with respect. That's the kind of acceptance that Jesus had. My last story is about a woman that I know, and she has a lot of trash, and people don't like it. We hear it all the time. We see it on Nextdoor. People are really angry. But they don't know what it's like. They don't know what it's like when you don't have running water or you don't even have a garbage can You know how blessed you are because you have a garbage can and the city comes and picks up your trash? Homeless people don't have that. But yet everyone judges them for their trash. And this particular woman, she's as kind as all get out. And she told me the story. We were sitting there in the tent and the fire was burning and nobody likes the fires. Oh my gosh, everybody talks about them. How dare homeless people start a fire? When no one says they're freezing cold at night, they have no heat, maybe one blanket and a tent that's paper thin. So anyway, she's boiling water and she goes, you know, Andrea, I got one pot that I take a S in or defecate in. And then I make this fire and I sanitize it. I cook in that one pot. And then I make another fire and I sanitize it. And then I wash out of that pot and I make a fire and I sanitize it. Some people have said, well, why don't you just get her another pot? Because she doesn't have running water. She can't wash the dishes. She doesn't have a car. She doesn't have money to buy propane. Nothing. But yet she'll offer me a cup of coffee and offer to cook for me when I visit her. Because she says, Andrea, nobody visits us here. They drop food off and they leave. But come on, sit down, let me make you a cup of coffee. That's hospitality. That's what Jesus talks about. And so today I want to leave you with this. When we talk about eradicating poverty, the Bible gives us specific instructions. And Peter, in 1 Peter, he's one of the apostles and he always got in trouble and he would always pop off. He reminds me a lot of me. And he says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 18, and this is the Message Bible translation. Summing up, be agreeable. Be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. That goes for all of you, no exceptions. That's all of us, everyone in Glide, you all at home, everybody on the street, poor, rich, all of us. Amen. I added that, sorry. No retaliation, no sharp tongue sarcasm. Instead, bless. That's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing. Whoever wants to embrace life and see the day fill up with good, here's what you do. Say nothing evil or hurtful. Snub evil and cultivate good. Run after peace for all you're worth. God looks on all of this with approval, listening and responding well to what he's asked. But he turns his back on those who do evil things. If with a heart and soul you're doing good, do you think you can be stopped? Even if you suffer for it, you're still better off. Don't give the opposition a second thought. Through thick and thin, keep your hearts at attention. In adoration before Christ, your master. Be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you're living the way that you are, and always with the utmost courtesy. Keep a clear conscience before God so that when people throw mud at you, none of it will stick. They'll end up realizing that they're the ones who need a bath. It's better to suffer for doing good, if that's what God wants, than to be punished for doing bad. That's what Christ did definitively. Suffered because of others' sins, the righteous one for unrighteous ones. He went through it all, was put to death, then made alive to bring us to God. So today I ask you, go out and be a blessing. A blessing like my friend who forgave a man who shot him. A blessing like my other friend who was merciful to a hoarder who collects rocks that are his treasure, who respected him right where he was. And to my other friend who showed tremendous hospitality when she only has one pot. That's what we do here at Glide. We love everybody, we accept everyone. And it's not because you deserve it, it's just because you need it. Go and be a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us throw you this tiny celebration. If you want to hear more tiny celebrations or hear our full Sunday celebrations, follow us on Podomatic at glidesf@podomatic.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. My name is Marvin K. White, and I'm your minister of celebration.